After Jesus died, some of the women who were his friends went to the tomb and found it empty. Jesus was alive. He spoke with Mary and then with the disciples. There were other stories too about people who had seen him and talked to him. This is one of those stories when Jesus appeared to his friends, not dead, but alive. Some of the disciples, those who had been fishermen like Peter and Andrew, James and John, and some others, didn't quite know what to do with themselves. They had seen Jesus alive, but he wasn't leading them from place to place, teaching and healing. They weren't quite sure what to do. They didn't have a plan for Jesus dying and then being alive. So they did what they knew how to do. They went fishing. They fished all night long, but didn't catch a thing, not one little fish. Just as the sun rose, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples didn't know it was him. Maybe the sun was in their eyes, or the early morning fog made it difficult to see. Then Jesus asked them what they were doing, pointing out that they didn't have any fish. They agreed, no fish. Then Jesus told them to cast their nets over the right side of the boat, and they would find some fish. The disciples thought this was pretty odd. They had been there all night with no fish. How could a guy on the beach know where the fish were? But they threw their nets over the right side of the boat, and immediately there were so many fish in the nets they couldn't hardly hold on to the nets. Then John knew. He said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Peter jumped into the sea and swam to shore. He was so excited to see Jesus. The others rowed the boat, dragging their nets full of fish. There were 153 large fish. By the time they had got to the beach, Jesus had the fire going, roasting some fish, and he had some bread. Jesus called them to bring some of the fish they had caught too. He said, "Come, I've made you breakfast." Fish and bread. This seemed familiar. They didn't need to ask who this was in front of them. They knew it was Jesus, breaking bread and feeding them, just like he always had.